Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alex Stone joins us now as we go live to Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day. Alex, thanks for being with us. You've been talking all week about the heavy security presence that is about a dozen less after what happened just yesterday. We had heard about National Guard troops being vetted by the FBI and other agencies. What happened over the last 24 hours?
Well, yeah, Brian and Susan, good morning. First of all, the streets here where I am right now, I mean, it is empty at this point. And there's no indication that people are flooding into this area. So, you know, maybe many of those warnings about do not come to Washington, that there's going to be no place for you to see what's going on, that the security was going to be extremely tight, that those messages appear to have worked. But we still have several hours here, so we're going to have to wait and see. And you're right, on the other, so they were doing the background checks on the 25,000 National Guard members because of the concern of what if. You know, they don't know a lot about the National Guard members who are coming here from a number of different states, so they wanted to run background checks on them, and 12 have now been relieved of the inauguration duties here, two of them for allegedly having ties to right-wing groups. The others were told by the Secret Service and the FBI that more of a situation of criminal aspects popped up in their background checks or something else that caused some concern at the inauguration level of security. But so 12 National Guard members today, they have been either sent home or they're not on duty. They're being investigated, and the FBI saying that they will not be allowed to do security here.
Alex, with the lockdown, the threats, the empty streets that you've been describing, what is the mood? I mean, is it somewhat anxious going into today?
You know, I think you're definitely right. I mean, that's a good way to put it. Anxious, you know, I think a lot of people here just want to get it over with, in that they've been dealing with they had the riot 2 weeks ago, and then everything has been ramping up since then, and they can't live their lives. Everything is boarded up. Everything is sealed off. And granted, many of the officers around here, because of COVID, they haven't been occupying them anyway, but now they can't get to them or they're closed down because of this. That at least in this area, they want to get through it. From the security side, I think they just want to get through it and be able to, tonight or tomorrow morning, say, we did it and did it successfully and there were no problems. Even if there isn't a crowd here, there are many other threats that they are very worried about that they believe are substantial threats. And so they won't be relaxed until they get through tonight and say, all right, they did it.
You know, looking at the intense security presence, it's been there basically since the riot at the Capitol. Going forward, after the inauguration, is this all going to come down, you know, by tomorrow, or should we still expect there to be this presence for a while?
You know, I think it depends on how today goes. That if today is smooth and nothing major happens, then probably by tonight a lot of it will begin coming down, and there will be at least an easing of the posture here. We know tomorrow morning, if all is quiet, that the bridges will reopen and things will begin to go that way. Some of the National Guard members, though, they are at least allowed to be here, that they have been sent for a month in case they're needed that long. Highly unlikely they're going to need to be here that long, but they have the okay to be here for a month in this deployment. So they could be here and security could remain tight. But if everything goes smoothly today and the inauguration happens and there are no incidents, I think probably by tonight it will start to loosen up.
Alex, thanks for the update, and we'll be listening for your coverage today. Alex Stone, live in Washington, D.C., and live coverage of the inauguration will be starting at 11 a.m. this morning on WBEN.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.